Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I had begun to notice after 10 days with Balance of Nature, I felt better, more energetic. And believe me, for me, that's something because I have energy anyway. But as old as I am, that was really something to start really noticing. You know, we're all responsible for choosing what our attitudes are, but I had a better mental outlook. I mean, I always try to be positive, but there were subtle things in me that I began to notice. I just felt a difference with this.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code KATE.
Today, caffeine, you're on the bench. Xanax, suit up. The Kate Daly Show starts now.
Is that your commitment to textualism and originalism are in fact real. They're not feigned. This is the kind of thing you can't fake. This isn't something you make up at the last minute. And yes, I agree with Senator Durbin. Being a textualist and originalist doesn't guarantee a particular result, a particular outcome in any particular case. But it does indicate a style, a preference. Tell me why textualism and originalism are important to you.
Because I think that both statutes and the Constitution are law. They derive their democratic legitimacy from the fact that they have been enacted, in the case of statutes, by the people's representatives, or in the case of the Constitution, through the Constitution-making process. And I, as a judge, have an obligation to respect and enforce only that law that the people themselves have embraced. As I was saying earlier, it's not the law of Amy, it's the law of the American people. And I think originalism and textualism, to me, boil down to that, to a commitment to the rule of law, to not disturbing or changing or updating or, you know, adjusting in line with my own policy preferences what that law requires.
Tell me why you think that any individual American's health care status is or is not tied to your confirmation to the Supreme Court of the United States?
It is not tied to my nomination to the Supreme Court of the United States. I have said repeatedly under oath that I had no conversations with anyone in the White House about that case. And I'm not sure, to the extent there's a suggestion that I have an agenda, that I want to strike down people's protection for pre-existing conditions, that's just not true. I've never taken that position, and as I've also said repeatedly, any policy preferences that I have don't matter anyway. They're irrelevant. So making that law, coming out with the contours of the ACA, that's your job.
Hi there. That was Mike Lee, Senator Mike Lee, questioning Amy Coney Barrett. Strong answers, good answers. The weaponized progressive liberals have been trying to make this about the fear tactic of Obamacare, which we addressed yesterday, Uncle Melty and I. So, you know, her answers were good. And I'm telling you, I think she'll be good. I really do. I think she'll be good. Thoughts about Amy Coney Barrett?
You know,
it's so hard to know.
Hirono.
Like, yeah. But, I mean, yeah.
Hirono, the mm-hmm. senator.
Yeah.
Hirono, who I just can't stand to even look at, actually got on her case today because she used the term sexual preference.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Hirono said, sexual preference is an offensive and outdated term.
Oh, my gosh.
It's used by anti-LGBTQ activists to suggest that sexual orientation is a choice. It is not, she said. She brought that
up. Where
do
they get these people?
And then she asked Barrett this question.
Uh-huh.
Since you became a legal adult, have you ever made unwanted requests for sexual favors or committed any verbal or physical harassment of a sexual nature? She actually asked her that question.
Wow.
These people are sick.
No, they're, yeah, They have permeated our system. They hold some keys to power. They don't love America. I mean, it's so
they
evident.
Don't.
And the cultural changes that they want to bring about, everything that they're doing is just, it's insane. It's insane what we're doing. Yeah, anyway.
They want a world where you can do anything you want.
Yeah. Based
Period.
On your desire of the moment.
Yep.
Based on not having anything to answer to, no consequence. And based on eugenics, which we talked about in the last hour. I think if you're not aware of that history, of our history with eugenics, you need to be. Because that is coming up again for us with vaccinations. I know in my own state, they did a mask mandate today. And after 9.5 months, yeah. Other states, yeah, they finally figured out that has nothing to do with anything because our immune systems are on the inside for healthy people. But my state decided that they were going to go for this. And it's disgusting because my own governor said he was going to wait for the vaccine. Well, the vaccine is going to come up again. You can bet your bottom dollar that the reason my own governor, maybe yours too, said they're going to tread water and wear the mask and mandate it and force you and do whatever they can to force you to do it until the vaccine comes. If you don't think they're going to then force the vaccine, you're crazy. You're insane. You're as insane as a progressive liberal. They want to force it for your own good, for the good of society. That's what they're going to tell you. And it's coming.
And they speak in ways that if you really don't know how things work, you're in trouble.
Yeah.
Hirono also said, she said, the LGBTQ community should be concerned about whether or not Barrett would uphold Obergefell, the Obergefell decision. Well, the only way Barrett would even have a vote on whether to uphold that is if somebody brought a new suit saying that marriage between same-sex people should not be allowed.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody's ever going to bring that suit anymore.
No, it's like Roe versus Wade. It's not going to have to be a federal thing. The Supreme Court doesn't do a ruling. It only can do an opinion. But the states won't have the courage, spend the money to actually stand on their own.
That's right.
Yeah, that's
It'll exactly
how it works.
It'll never come up again.
That's how it works. So we're in a world of hurt. And let me tell you, too, when they decided that they were going to push forth the smallpox vaccine, if you go back to the mid-1800s, 1855, I actually looked at the census from 1855. They only had 2,200 deaths due to smallpox. The death rate at the time compared to the population was 0.00093. Okay, that was in 1855. And
wow.
Yeah, and in 1900, it was still extremely low. The death rate for that was extremely low. And so low, in fact, that in the late 1800s, they couldn't even register on the scale. Consumption and tuberculosis and all these things were taking lives and at a far faster pace than smallpox ever would have even thought about it. I think in the year 1900, they had all of 3,000 people die of smallpox. But then again, they had this outbreak in I think 1903, 1904, right after Harvard Medical went all in with Boston. And it, surprisingly, this outbreak happened in Boston. Did you know that the biggest outbreak in America happened in Boston about 100 years before that, too?
No.
Yeah, 1721. Just
Boston sounds like the place to
almost
be.
Almost 200 years. Yeah. So it's kind of interesting, right? So they had this little outbreak, but they only had 270 some odd deaths. And people were dying from the vaccine, too. They didn't care about that. They just only cared that people were dying of smallpox. And they wanted to vaccinate young children in school. Sound familiar? And they knew that they probably could if they kept pressing it. And so they actually were mandating a vaccine. But they had to give several different options. And one of the options was a $5 fine or prison time or both. Or you take the vaccine. And that's why it went to court in 1905. We've been through that. We know this because I've talked about it on the show. Chris Ann's talked about it on the show and tried to correct all the misinformation about the 1905 ruling that everybody keeps talking about right now.
as states are trying to tread water, as they say, to get to the vaccine mandated vaccine. Okay. So basically, they had very, very few deaths, and their death rate was extremely low, couldn't even get to a 0.00 anything, okay? But they decided that they were going to forcefully mandate this. Scare tactics, propaganda, you name it. Just crazy amount of it. And the law requiring that children be vaccinated in order to attend public school. So, right after this, there was a doctor that actually called the Pfeiffer effect. I have to talk about this for a second because it's so great. 1902, right? He requested that he be allowed to visit a smallpox hospital. He had never been vaccinated. And this was a physician. And he actually walked through and got sick and wanted to show everybody that your body could do this. Your body could get over it. And it all depended on your health.
Ooh.
Yeah, if your body could fight it or not, right? Hmm. He knew he was pretty healthy. He was an advocate for health, this particular physician. And he said, basically, I'm going to prove this. Well, the media at the time had written him off and basically said he was going to die and that he was found critically ill in his home in Bedford. He was critically ill. Well, guess what? He pulled through. And they kept saying anti-vaccinationist may not live. I mean, the amount of articles was incredible. But Pfeiffer proved that he not only lived, they went way overboard in categorizing this whole thing, trying to say he was on his deathbed, but he actually wasn't. And he said it was a huge lesson for people to understand that he put himself in that position because he knew that he was healthy enough to get through that situation. His body would fight it. And that was the normal way of doing business. And the vaccine that was killing people along with, they thought, saving people because, you know, vaccines do that. Here you go. Here's a situation where Pfeiffer walked through and was fine and actually wanted to showcase this to people. I want people to understand that we're up against this coming up here, and we better have a Supreme Court that understands this, personal autonomy, fundamental rights. What rights do you have? Because everybody wants to know, what rights do I have? What rights do I have in a state that's masking me up? What rights do I have in personal gatherings? What if I have a wedding, funeral? What if I want to have Thanksgiving and Christmas? The government's trying to tell me I can't? But we're all perfectly healthy. Why can't we? See? You have to ignore your government. You basically have to, they can only do it with the consent of you who has hired them to govern you. They can only do it with your consent. I'm not talking about mob rule. I'm talking about mob common sense. It's not flatten the curve. It's flatten the truth. They're flattening the truth. The WHO came out and said what? The WHO came out and basically said, lockdowns mean nothing.
That's right.
All the mandates that they're doing,
they were
nothing.
A mistake.
They were a mistake. No one, and they're corrupt. Wow. This is huge, you guys.
Well, they went too far. The economies are collapsing all over the world.
Yep. And they're trying to ride this and ride it and perform their tyranny. And they can only do it if everybody goes along. Southern California is a good example. They're saying, Governor Grusom, we don't go along with you. We're doing whatever we want. Be right back. Kate Daly Show.
Lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Welcome back, Kate Daly Show. Oh, we got some stuff coming up, man. And I'm nervous. I'm really nervous. I'm getting nervous because I think, you know, as I walk around, the American people, I don't know if we're really getting what's going on with us, what's happening, how many well-laid plans have brought us to this moment in our history. There's so much to talk about with the election, so we'll move on and talk about that. But I just wanted to say that on the heels of last hour when I was talking about the last 100 years of all the eugenicists from Jack London to Alexander Graham Bell to Margaret Stanger to all of these people, even one of the most prolific book publishers of all time, total eugenist. We've had so many in our history. And it was North Carolina that Hitler looked at for their passing of the law. Larry Laughlin did that in order to look at doing his superior race project and murdering the Jewish people in such high numbers. And you know, what's interesting about this is we're looking at this again in our society because they were able to do the sterilization laws. The Supreme Court back in 1927 came out and said they could sterilize for a number of reasons. And in their opinion, and they sided with this and it was just a horrible decision. And they decided on this and they threw out fundamental rights and personal autonomy. And we're going to be looking down the barrel of this gun again with vaccinations. This is why they did all this year. This was the plan. And the American people are the only people that can say no. There isn't another society that can say no. We're the only ones. And if we don't say no and stand up, we don't have a prayer. And as it is right now, what are we all going to do? Move to South Dakota? Californians, and I'm from there, so I can say this, but I didn't bring my California with me, are moving into states like Texas. They're being so completely overrun now that Texas politics has changed dramatically.
Yep.
This is insane, you guys. And these are the same people. They're the same people, I assure you, that would do what the 1927 Supreme Court Chief Justice did in saying, we can sterilize because three generations of imbeciles are enough. We can take rights from you. We can inject you. We can do these things to you because it's good for you and it's good for society. And we're going to make you based on, it wasn't even based on any kind of science at the time. You know what it was based on? Experience. Well, our experience shows us that this is how it needs to be. They didn't even have anything armed with going in to make those kinds of decisions for you and I.
No, they still don't.
They still don't. Masks can cause cancer, bacterial pneumonia. They're causing hand and foot. So we have a huge problem going on right now is that the people are duped into thinking the masks are okay for mandating, and then it'll be vaccines.
A lot of people are getting serious staph infections on their face.
Oh, yeah. Have you noticed?
From COVID.
Bad photos are going
masks
up.
Yeah. From COVID masks.
To be safe?
Serious staph infections.
Right. I know somebody that died from wearing a mask, bacterial pneumonia.
Pretty sad.
You guys, it's really sad. And so here we are all wondering what's going to happen on this election. Will it change? Will it change come November or December or January? Who knows? Because they have to have all this time to count the ballots that they want to. Let's do a new word, fraudulize. That's my new word of the day, fraudulize. So what are we going to do? What are we going to do? What are we looking at here? You tell me. 888-673-1450. You tell me. What are we looking at? Because we're in a world of hurt. Not only are the states holding out this mask nonsense to get to the forced vaccination nonsense and abuse, but the Supreme Court, when they made that decision for sterilization, based on their love of eugenics, what they decided was it was good for society, good for you, good for everybody. So you were going to do it regardless of the risk of death. You were going to do it, or the risks or the taking of your procreating liberty. They were going to do that to you. But right now, well, then after that, they started the abortion, hot and heavy on abortion, because they had to have a way to control the population. And through the 1900s and into the 2000s, and that's not good enough for them. Abortion isn't good enough. 60 million dead isn't good enough for them. They want to go full throttle. These people, these Bill Gates, who actually had what was called the Depopulation Institute.
I'm not sure that they're going to make the vaccine mandatory for this reason. Gates came out and said, we're not going to get back to normal until the second version of the vaccines come out in a couple of years.
Right.
So it sounds like they're just going to try to get people to accept the vaccine
first. No, you're right. You're right. It'll take a little bit of time.
Yeah.
We have a little bit of time to fight this. Goes faster than you think, though. But yes, I'm on board with you on that. I actually argued with a friend on that because I actually agreed with you. Yeah. I actually said it would be a little while. And this friend thought, no, this is coming in December, January. I said, no, they're not that stupid. They're not that dumb either. They will prolong it. They'll make it seem like it's so necessary.
Yeah.
So we are going to be staring at this again. And we've been through this in our history. In our history, America's history, we've already been through this.
Mm-hmm.
And the Supreme Court did not make good decisions on that.
You know, and it was interesting that they used smallpox.
Yeah, it was.
Because...
for the forced vaccination.
But for this reason.
Mm-hmm.
We had a natural immunity, a herd immunity to smallpox. And the reason we know that we had that is because when the Caucasians or Europeans came here, they weren't dying of smallpox.
No. Mm-hmm.
But as soon as they got here, the Indians were.
Yeah.
The Native Americans.
Right. Yeah.
So the Native Americans didn't have any herd immunity.
Mm-hmm.
So we did.
Yeah.
I mean, that's absolute proof.
Mm-hmm. It is very interesting. Yeah. And here's another kicker for you. Listen to this. So when that 1905 decision came down and they gave the person options, Jacobson, they gave him options. You can pay the $5 fine or you can get the vaccine. That was the outbreak that everybody talks about. Everybody acts like this outbreak was across the United States. It wasn't. It was in Boston where Harvard is. Harvard. Basically, you could call that the School of Eugenics because Harvard, Carnegie, Ford, all these different groups, Kellogg, all these different groups were for eugenics, right? But let's just say that was the last outbreak. After that, it was hardly traceable in America. I mean, you didn't have hardly anything going on with smallpox.
No.
And they knew it. They knew it. Why did they take that in on the tail end, knowing that we had not had an issue here, knowing that it was a 0.00 death rate for smallpox all the way along in America? Why did they use that last little... created event? Who knows? Came out of Boston to be able to tag on that forced vaccination. It was very interesting to me, the timing, because Harvard went all in to Boston's Children's Medical Center and they combined efforts in 1903. That vaccination, that forced vaccination where the Supreme Court finally got involved was 1905. Just saying. Something to think about. I don't want to connect any dots for you. But you got to admit, it's a little strange on the timing because after that, I mean, it completely just kind of just went out. And it wasn't because the whole nation was vaccinated either. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
I've named my handgun Mr. Altruistic.
Really? Thanks. Appreciate that.
Equal opportunity.
There you go. Yeah. Serious. I just kind of wanted to let people know that. In 1900, right before it happened, this is why I say this, the death rate from smallpox, right before that decision was handed down, that everybody thinks everyone was dying of smallpox, the death rate in America, we had 76 million people, and we only had 3,400 deaths across the entire country, and it was the death rate was 0.0045. And then all of a sudden they had an outbreak where Harvard is. And all of a sudden they instigated this climb up the ladder to Supreme Court. Very interesting timing. I just had to comment on that. Yeah. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Yeah, I'd like to talk about the coercion of what will come with the vaccines.
Mm-hmm.
Talking at the government level, I think we really got to start here where our oath to office for all the law enforcement people that will be involved in this, the military, our state, local authorities, they all take an oath to the governor, tyrannical governor, don't they?
In all the different states we're in right now? Yeah. I mean,
no,
across the board.
None of them take an oath to the governor.
No, they think they do, though.
God.
Yes. Yes,
to abide
you're right.
by the Constitution.
But they think
an oath to abide by the federal and the state constitution.
You and I
right?
realize this. We all get that. But they think they do. That's what they try to put out there is that the governor said so. So I get to do what I'm going to do.
Yeah, because they're louder than us. So they got the media. They got control of all the politicians. They're louder enough. We got to get louder than them.
Yes,
we have to go. One of the solutions, or one of the what responses should be, to go to every law enforcement agent, whether they're in a county level, city, state level, and tell them, ask them, who did you take your oath to?
Right.
It was to God, to abide by the state and federal constitution, the national U.S. Constitution. It wasn't to my state, Herbert, the governor, and they have no authority according to their oath of office to abide in the Constitution.
Yes.
And then we start there. So ask them, are you going to violate your oath to God?
I agree. And those of you in all the different states we're in right now, it's so true for your state, too, and your governors are on the heels of doing this. By the way, when they did that vaccination thing, they said that in 1901, now I just gave you the death rate, right? Right? 0.0045, only 3,400 deaths in the entire nation. In fact, railroad accidents were double that. Okay. And in 1901, the Boston Board of Health took steps to control what they called the epidemic of that time. It wasn't an epidemic. And the member of Harvard Medical School facility was chairman of the board. And the outbreak that took that vaccination, that forced vaccination, right, thing, to court, well, the fine did. That was in Boston, where Harvard is. I just think it's kind of amazing. Go ahead.
You know, if it gets to the point where we're in a position, like the caller said, to ask them, are you going to violate your oath? I think pretty much the answer will be, yes, I am. And then they'll shoot you.
Oh, gosh. Oh, man. What are we going to do? What are we going to do? Well, let me say, in 1901, there was a general program of voluntary vaccination that was initiated at that point. That was in 1901, and they didn't even have an issue with this across the board. And they had free vaccination stations were established, like your free testing going on right now. That was established. And then the physicians visited businesses to vaccinate employees. What are we doing right now? We're telling businesses they have to jump on board with the governor. That's what we're telling businesses right now.
Yeah.
That's why I wanted to do this lesson in history, because, oh my gosh, we're there. We're right there. We're doing the same exact things as we were doing in 1901. Be right back, Kate Daly Show.
There you go.
Balance of Nature.
Open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Hi there. Welcome back, Kate Daly Show. So many lies. It's kind of amazing. Think about it. We're surrounded by them. And this is why the show likes to cut through the garbage out there and get to the truth of our history and our world and understand where we're headed. So the Americans are the people, honestly, the ones that got it. This is why we were not enslaved trying to create America. We just knew what was coming down the pike, so we could understand that the taxation without representation and all the other things that they were doing, because that wasn't the only issue at the time, and freedom of religion, all these things that we wanted, we knew that we would not have unless we fought for this country. And it was that kind of foresight that gave us America. You have to look down the channel a ways to understand where we're headed and all the steps that are taking place to get us there. And it's not pretty. When I look at our last 100 years of history, We're staring at the same issues we had 100 years ago, where they made horrible decisions, the Supreme Court did, and it was just excruciating to go back. And when they called smallpox this epidemic in America that it wasn't at the time, 3,400 deaths in the year 1900, it's just really sad to go back and look and say we're doing this all over again. They knew it worked at the time. By the way, get over to balanceofnature.com. I love that product, and make sure you're taking it. Put in the code Kate and get 35% off and free shipping. Just go to Balance of Nature. It's 31 fruits and vegetables. You can't go wrong. And this is a way that you really can help yourself and your health right now. There aren't a lot of ways to do it. Seriously.
No.
There aren't. This is a fantastic way. Grab it while you can. Uncle, thoughts, Uncle Milty?
You know, I was thinking about maybe a way to convince the government that masks weren't a good idea.
Uh-huh.
And I thought, what if in your town 100 guys got together and all dressed the same, like Levi's, a white t-shirt, uh-huh, and a gray knit cap.
Okay.
And then put their masks on.
Mm-hmm.
And at the same time, they all robbed a liquor store.
Oh my God.
And the description from every robbery, yeah, would be Levi's, a white shirt, a gray hat, and a mask, a blue mask.
Oh my God.
Wait, this might not be a good idea wearing these masks.
I love that. That's so funny. That's hilarious. Oh my
gosh. It's going to happen.
Yeah.
There's going to be a point where the masks create more crime.
They're already creating more ill health effects, mm-hmm, and we're still putting up with it. Wait until it creates more crime. Yeah, for sure. That's what I love to see, a sea of eyes staring at me where I can't see their facial expressions. Super fun.
I miss smiling.
You. Yeah, the babies won't respond to just eyes.
Nope.
They respond to full facial recognition of smiling and sadness, and it's really sad what we're doing.
And that's really true, because I don't wear a mask,
mm-hmm,
and when I'm in the stores, babies respond
to
me.
Yes, me too. Me too. Little kids do too.
Yeah.
They search for your face.
That's right.
They want to see your face.
As soon as they see you don't have a mask on, they're staring at you.
Yes. We have, it's so true. We have tyrannical governors that are trying to still impose this, but why are they imposing it? Why are they acting like they're not reading and reviewing all the junk science? Why do they act like they don't know that people aren't dying around them? Well, it's not ignorance. There's more of a well-laid plan here than you think. Yeah, there's a lot of money involved. They're willing to do a lot of things for the money. My corrupt governor is. And he's supposed to be conservative. But he's doing it for the money, but he's also doing it for an agenda, and that is to get to the vaccination. And you better be aware of it. It's coming.
You know, I haven't bought a mask,
mm-hmm,
but I get the impression that most of the masks out there cost around $6 a piece.
Mm-hmm.
328 million people buying masks.
Multiple ones.
Yeah.
And companies buying extra.
Once or twice a month.
Yeah.
Somebody who was, mm-hmm, producing masks made a lot of money.
Yeah, and 3M, one of the biggest mask producers, because I've done my homework on this, actually was well prepared ahead of time. It is so amazing, the foresight at 3M, especially in their Texas location, how they were able to produce all those masks ahead of time, because If you order products right now, there's all these shortages, right? Mm. There's shortages of all these products. Do you know they didn't have any shortages on mask stuff coming in? Isn't that interesting? Did you know the guy that runs 3M is an extreme globalist? He's been in with all these other boards as well. And believe me, I've done my homework on 3M.
Mm-hmm.
All these mask companies were ready. 3M is one of the largest producers around the globe for masks.
Hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's lucky they didn't pick something that cost more than $6.
I know, right? Huh. Interesting that no shortages for masks have been out there, but everything else, you're going to be, even clothing, you're going to be up against a weird shortage this Christmas. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Well, I think I know how we can get rid of these masks.
How's that?
They are an environmental hazard.
Yeah.
They're all over in parking lots and just people throwing them on the ground.
True.
And
very true.
Until they hit the oceans and whatnot.
Very true. Worse than straws. And here they banned straws. Can they ban masks?
Yep.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. Thank you for that point.
Did you see the meme last week that was out that
What's
showed
that?
A bird being tangled up in a mask?
Mm-mm.
And it says, cut the strings on your mask before you throw it away.
Oh, my gosh. I don't even know what to say anymore. And, you know, it's funny that now all of a sudden they're consumed with the idea of sharks dying for the vaccines.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a little strange, isn't it? All of a sudden. Yeah. Hmm. And they put Biden out in the lead. Sorry. I just have to laugh because when you have a well-bought media, it's so funny how they keep pushing Biden, but they won't tell the truth about any Trump anything. This is kind of amazing, but they're pushing Biden out, saying that he's extending a lead over Trump to 17 points, and he'll take the Electoral College. I'm sorry. How can you not laugh when you're reading this story? Because it's such bunk. I mean, I don't... You have to laugh at this. Come on, you guys. He can't even get three people in his car parade. I mean, it's so sad. It's pathetic. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hi, Kate.
Hi there.
You mentioned moving to South Dakota. I think it is state rights is what we're going to have to look at.
And, yeah.
You know, joining a large group of people so that, you know, they're going to come pick on people one at a time on this thing. You
yep.
know, they're...
Uh-huh.
You're going to see your neighbor or like the lady that got tased and drug out of the football game for not having her mask on, you know. But if there's, you know, if you're yeah. in your church group, you know,
right.
your state obviously has strong, large church group. But if you're alone, if you're standing alone, mm-hmm. I think you're going to be in trouble with this stuff.
Right. I agree. Yeah.
You know, I kind of track gun sales, and it's kind of a hobby of mine. And here in Alaska, you know, you can still go into a store, and they're full of AKs and,
mm-hmm.
and ARs. Those are, you know, two kinds of rifles. But in the lower 48, they're gone, and there's an enormous amount of them being sold right now. And this isn't people wanting to go deer hunting. This is people
right.
who,
right.
You know, want to protect themselves against the tyrannical government.
Yeah.
You know, that's
yeah.
what the Second Amendment's all about. It's not about deer hunting. It's about not letting the government take us over. And, you know, the only difference between us and China or other countries, you know, is the mm-hmm. Second Amendment.
Right.
You know, they went over mm-hmm. and wanted us all up into little pins and said, okay, you're black, you're white, you're going to have babies, whatever they're going to tell us to do. But there's, you know, an enormous amount of
mm-hmm.
people who are
right.
armed to the teeth. Go try to buy some ammo somewhere. I don't hear you talk about that much. It may not be your...
No, ammo is hard to... Ammo is definitely hard to get right now. Yeah, ammo... Thanks for the call. Ammo is hard to get. Ammo is tough right now. It's on
yeah.
back order.
There are a lot of people yeah. that had already stocked up.
Yes, yes.
So...
There are elections are honestly every election is people scared to death and running out to get to
you
get
know there's supplies. Everybody I mean a lot of gun people say yet guns are not for hunting
mm-hmm.
but I have a friend that says guns are for hunting, they're for hunting tyrants.
So, wow,
have you know those toothpicks?
Yeah.
The plastic toothpicks that mm-hmm. have the little loop at the end with floss
yeah,
on them.
Yeah,
they've been turning up in parking lots all over the place.
Why?
I don't know. But people are using them and throwing them down
Why?
In the streets.
That's odd.
And I've noticed it. My wife actually noticed it lately.
Oh. Did
and
they put it on our new sanitary rule list or something?
I don't know if
floss
it has something
before you come
to
in
the
do. Store?
Maybe it has to do with COVID. You know, they're wearing masks.
Yeah.
And they're smelling their own bad breath, so they're flossing more.
Thanks for that update.
Okay.
Really, really appreciate that. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. I just have to laugh because my governor did a mandate for masks today in a time when states are finally taking theirs off.
Yeah.
No, our state went all in. That's how stupid our state is. But go ahead. Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
Well, and you're right about this being a prelude to vaccination.
Yeah,
and,
governor's admitted
it's
it.
It's going to be mandatory, and mm-hmm. a lot of people are going to have to realize that it's going to come down to be free or die.
Yeah,
and
same.
I hate to say that, but, you know, it is really looking like all of the numbers are not in the favor of freedom.
Nope. Thank you for that. Yeah, I'm with you. I'm with you. And, you know, it's not like they're hiding it. They're not hiding
no.
it. Listen to the governor's talk. The ones that are bought and sold like mine, they want that. They're all in for the cash too. I mean,
yeah.
but they're all in on
but,
agenda.
But if you're a thinking person, you uh-huh. should actually be more concerned about taking the vaccine than actually getting COVID.
Yeah.
The vaccine is more dangerous than the disease.
Yeah. And they're going to get away with, you can just see it, because this is what they did back in 1927, too, with sterilizations. They wanted to put it out there that it was good for society, and just because you don't realize it's good, they know it's good, so they can force you anyway.
Yeah.
That's going to be the thinking. That's going to be what prompts this. And we better be ready for that. Are you ready for that? Are you ready to deal with that decision? Oh, my gosh. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hello, Kate.
Hi.
I had an epiphany while you guys were talking earlier.
What's up?
I think, now this is my belief, the reason they need us all in masks here in Utah is during the election and after, they very well bust their violent people in to make it look like it doesn't matter who wins. The streets, if we're in masks, they can come in masks. They can make it look like it's Utahns who are anti-gay, anti-black. They hate Biden. They hate all the other side.
Right.
If our side wins, you know, you play the coin either direction, whichever way it goes. They can make us look like crazy, gun-toting Mormons and Christians.
Yeah.
They want us to look like.
Right. Oh, and whether you're in Oregon listening to this right now, whether you're all across the United States, it's true
same
for
thing.
You too.
Yeah.
Thank you for the interesting point. Thanks for that. Wow. Oh, I know. We're not exactly the beacon of fun news, are we? You know, I still do have a lot of hope that people are waking up and that they're going to ignore their governors. In California, when I had Scott McEwen on, the author of American Sniper, comes on the show from time to time, and he said San Diego is just ignoring Governor Gruesome, ignoring him. They're not paying attention to whatever he says. Law enforcement, most importantly, is not paying attention. They don't want to go after anybody. They're not. They've already decided they aren't doing it. So that's not giving the governor any ability to press issue. And you better know your law enforcement, and you better know, you know, who's on your side and who's not, and who is going to be in your corner for freedom. You know, we have a curious history in America. We've made the Supreme Court has made some very curious decisions when it comes to personal autonomy and freedom. And those that wanted eugenics when they voted for sterilization because they couldn't do eugenics, they couldn't do the Adolf Hitler plan here. Adolf Hitler got away with it, but we couldn't do it here. They used the same guy that did the law in North Carolina, went over to Germany, and they gave him an honorary degree for helping them come up with their superior race theory. The same guy that wrote the law in North Carolina that started the sterilizations.
Wow.
Yeah, he wanted full-on eugenics. They couldn't do it, so they went to abortion. 60 million deaths wasn't enough. So now they want some other plans. Why do you think they're touting vaccine? Why aren't they touting health? Why aren't they saying get healthy? They're not. They're saying the only answer is a vaccine. That's the only answer. Look, listen to them. This is why I'm actually glad Trump's out there talking about all these other things going on medically too. At least he's not going all in.
They're probably right, though.
What's that?
Because the human race hardly survived up until vaccine.
Yep. Yep. It's like the Pfeiffer affair. The doctor that walked in that said, health is the reason you get through things and your body can perform its own immunity when you're healthy.
Yep.
Yeah. Why do you think our food supply is in trouble? Why do you think their vaccine's the only answer nowadays? Why do you think they have 300 more in the works? Ouch. Thanks, you guys. Be back tomorrow. Thanks, Uncle Milty. What a show. Be back tomorrow. Be faithful. Be fearless, by the way.